With the conclusion to another stellar March Madness Monday night, millions will be tuning in to see who will rule over the college basketball landscape for the next year. Jim Nance's smooth delivery will be pouring through televisions in households and sports bars across the country. People are quick to recognize those that are mic'd up and in the spotlight, but there is a lot more to producing a sporting event than meets the eye.
If it's not for the technology and the engineers and people that can run it, that show doesn't happen. You can't just put up cameras and turn them on and air the Final Four. That's not how it works.
Brian Rule with Game Creek Video knows technology reigns supreme at the BEA and NAB conferences. The same can be said when it comes to producing a sporting event. But with all of that tech, the field is thirsty for young workers that can master their craft as the current workplace nears retirement.
And those experienced people are about to retire, and there's a lot of them. That's a problem. That's a problem for the industry. Because if you don't have competent people that can mix a basketball game, a hockey game, a baseball game, whatever, in 15 years, well, who's going to do it? And there's not people coming up, not a lot.
Rule says companies just like Game Creek Video are always hiring. And while the technical side is important, he believes certain personality traits can be just as vital to be successful in the industry.
Curiosity is almost the number one with a bullet for us. Being proactive and trying to fix the problem. They're curious. They want to know, you know, this thing failed. They want to know why. You know, as far as engineering is concerned, yeah, you got to know a little bit about a lot of stuff. And you know how you, I think the only way to get there is to be curious.
Game Creek Video is contributing 12 engineers towards the national championship game Monday. While they don't get the public glory they deserve, the engineers can enjoy being the hidden superheroes behind the scenes.
The size of those shows, to be able to get through that, and at the end of the day be like, yeah, I did that. The only reason that made air is because of me and this team of people that are working with me. That's a great feeling, and it makes the job really rewarding.
So when the pregame show starts Monday and the lights come on, just remember the people behind the light switch.